if you will close your eyes, I'm going to take you through and show you how spiritual multiplication works, okay? And we're going to stay in the kingdom. And I want you just to relax and be quiet and let some Bible passage or some statement of truth come to you. Now that if you have that one passage, that one statement, just let it come. And now I want you to ponder it. Roll it around and think about what it means. What does it mean? Repeat it to yourself. Now, be quiet and let another one come. Let. Take that second one, do the same thing, ponder it, repeat it. Now see how it is connected to the first one. See if there's a connection. What is the connection between the first one and the second one? Those two passages or those two just statements. They don't have to be scripture. Statements of truth. See how they're connected. And if they are connected in some way. Now let another one come. Repeat it to yourself. Go back to your other statements and see how they connect in any way. And you may feel some type of, like a burden fell off, or some type of release, or let go. But the one thing you have not done, you have not brought in anything to do with a problem, anything to do with any kind of things, have you? You have not. You just multiplied. See, that's spiritual multiplication. And that shows out here as whatever. You don't care. You're not trying to make it show as anything. You're trying to know me aright. You are finally understanding that my kingdom is not of this world. It is not of its bad or of its good. Either way. You are trying to hook up a lie and truth, and it'll never work.